Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. Now, I want to talk about getting stuff done, meeting goals and deadlines, but more importantly, how we get there. We need to talk about grind and punishment. When I worked in a marketing department, there was a go for gold mentality, where pulling a project through a deadline with stupid hours was just normal. It meant sucking it up, doing the all-nighters because we were saving the day. And when it was over, there was the rush and the euphoria of making it happen. There would be the bragging about our commitment and loyalty to the company. And within days, the feelings had passed and we'd be on to the next project. Since moving into the entrepreneurial world, grind takes on a whole new meaning. Over the last 15 years, I've met people and followed or worked with coaches and mentors who talk and promote the idea of grind. It's all about pushing and giving it all until you have achieved it or making it happen. In fact, there is a whole culture and industry around it. Gary Vaynerchuk made it very popular. He was the first YouTuber success story and went on to create a multi-million dollar media company. I was in a coaching group and got tickets to see him live at an event in London back in 2015. Standing in the boxing ring at York Hall, he was yelling at the crowd and it made a lot of sense at the time. The gist of it was, you have got to push harder. You've got to work harder to get what you want. You've got to make sacrifices in order to meet your goals. You must push harder than the next person to work more and be more productive. David Goggins is another person who is very famous. He's an ex-Navy SEAL and make no mistake, he really is a badass. Never seen him live. I have watched a few videos and I know a lot of people who follow him. He takes on the push to a whole new level with endurance. He puts his body through challenges to prove the impossible is possible. And he tells his audiences they must suffer because they can and they will survive. Dan Meredith, one of my mentors, created a program for his tribe called Grit. It had a financial penalty and forfeits. He said it was born out of spite, piss and vinegar and his anger of seeing people perform less than their full potential. Now look, there's no doubt that these programs work because it's about committing to something and using some form of stick or force or pain or loss to hold accountability. It is a powerful tool for achieving goals. It harnesses your anger and frustration, turning these emotions into a force for good. That certainly is true. All of these people have achieved amazing stuff. They've built business empires and much of what they say is valuable. But remember, what works for them may not work for you. You see, I have a struggle with grind and punishment. The problem with me is it's addictive, corrosive and in some ways long-term incredibly damaging. When I was in the marketing team, it became the badge of honour. But did it make me happy? I got nothing back in return for my lost time with family and friends. And it was addictive. David Goggins is a great example. The man cannot stop pushing himself to new levels of endurance. And it's his brand, so he's a bit stuck with it. The problem is, of course, time is a cruel master and the body can only take so much before it breaks. You know, there is value in physical hardship and that goes beyond achievement. And that is a subject for another conversation. But today I want to talk about this overwork and I am not good enough. I know this works. Success, achievement, progress require stuff to happen. But where is the impulse coming from? How much of grind is coming from a poor self-image, self-hatred or punishment? I found that setting big goals became big sticks. The question I got to ask myself is why do I need to punish myself to get what I want? When I was in the business, I did the hours and made the deadlines to prove both to the company and myself that I was valuable and maybe even indispensable. But what would it have been like if I had achieved all that I was asked of me within my normal hours? I can tell you my commitment and loyalty would have been questioned and opportunities would have passed me by. There are many guests on the podcast who have been down this road and the ending is never good. We've all heard of burnout. Alex Joseph was in the finance industry and there were days when she would work 24 hours solid at her desk to meet deadlines, not going to the toilet, not eating, not drinking. In her case, it nearly killed her. That is the problem with grind. It becomes a badge of honour, a proof of validation and a lash of self-flagellation because I must punish myself and my body in order to get what I want. It's a strange dynamic here, isn't it? If I have to punish myself to get what I want, what are the chances of me finding satisfaction when I get it? Will I like it? Will I deserve it? When getting stuff done is important, I prefer kindness and flow. See, I've done the push. Last year, running 3 virtual events, there were things that had to be done regardless of time on how many hours I'd been at the job. But I did my grind with my health in mind. For a start, I was passionate about what I was doing and I believed in the value of the outcome. I knew when the event was over, I would stop and I would give myself downtime to recover. I learned from each event so I could be more effective on the next one and without having the same problems. And my last event had nothing like the workload of the first workload and hours of the first 2. Now I can hear some of my listeners saying, yes, 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 but you don't understand. And there will be times that you need to push. That's true. But there must be limits. The push must not become the standard operating procedure. There must be boundaries. It will kill you unless you set boundaries. Let's talk about kindness. For a long time, I found goals did not work for me because I found that they became the stick for which to beat myself with for not achieving it. I spent a long time trying to discover why they did not work. Why was I different to everybody else who used goals and found them effective? What I discovered is that unless I have a strong connection with the outcome, unless I can feel, kind of experience the feeling of achievement for me, then the goal did not have enough meaning. Over the last few years, I've been in recovery. I could not connect with a positive future that had a specific target. My solution to that was I used intentions. And my intention is today I'll be better than I was yesterday. And I created routines and processes to hold me to those intentions. And it's worked. You see, for me, it's about being kind to myself and recognizing that I didn't have a strong desire for something, but I knew I wanted to be better. It's about understanding how to motivate and inspire me. I'm here for my life. This is my journey, not for the work that I do. And that was the important distinction for me. Now, I offer focused coaching to support people with these issues. In the process, we use kindness as a tool for understanding. We use financial rewards for achievement. It feels so much better to feel it as a reward rather than a punishment. And I think we all respond to kindness far better than we respond to hardship. You can try this for yourself. Consider what it is you want to feel like when you get what you want. What would it mean to you and those around you? You see, it's about bringing those feelings from the future into the moment so they can be experienced, so you can feel it and recognize how valuable achieving that outcome would be. Catch the feelings, write them down, remember them. When I work with clients, we look at goals and resistance, resources and outcome. Bringing that lot together means you can achieve what you want and bring it into being, but at the same time, be kind to yourself. Okay, there's always homework on these podcasts, isn't there? I always give you something to think about. So what is your preferred goal achievement method? Do you need the grind? What is it about the grind that works for you? Now, if you're of the mindset that the grind is the only way forward, good for you. I'm not here to tell you it's right or wrong. I am here to say that there might be other options and to question it for you. Are you punishing yourself? Can you set boundaries for your health? And could you do something which is more gentle? The one thing I look at with clients if they are hooked on the grinding process is to ask why that goal is so important. What makes it so critical that you have to burn your body or your relationships in order to achieve it? For me, this life is about flow, moving effortlessly towards the outcome that I want without having to push to achieve it and feel good about it along the way. I like to work with people where we can discover there is another way. So if you would like to discover more about focus coaching and see if it could help you achieve your goals, without the harshness of the push, check out the website, lifepassionandbusiness.com, and look in the resources area. Focus coaching always starts with a 30-minute session to explore what you're looking to achieve and is possible for us to work together. There are options to use a reward process, or you can pay for the time directly. What is quite nice about the reward process, it gives you something to celebrate with. So that's it for this week. So thank you so much for being here. Do check out the website, as I said, lifepassionandbusiness.com. I will post the link in the podcast page for Alex Joseph, and you can discover her story, how overworking and pushing too hard. If you have enjoyed this podcast, as I say every week, if you've enjoyed any podcast, do support your content creators with likes, shares and comments, as it supports this ecosystem, and of course it helps people like yourself find good podcasts. So as always, thank you for your time and attention, and I'll catch you later. All the best.